Please be seated. In the beginning, God said, or rather God spoke a word we call light, and the darkness dissolved into radiance, and there was light. Words came from God: water, stone, land, sand. God spoke into being moss and lichens, microbes and whales, parrots and eagles, and salmon and sparrows and cucumbers. God spoke words that we now say Jupiter, moon, and distant suns, the vast expanse of space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses. And us, on this fragile earth, our island home. Then God spoke again, and the words spoken emptied herself of her equality with God and became human, and in the human form became a baby in a peasant family, unglorious and ordinary. And he humbled himself, putting aside his power and his fame and his followers, and walked into the hands of his enemies, into a death nailed to a cross. The word of God that we say as Jesus died. It's the donkey that gives it away. No one looks cool on a donkey. A horse is cool. A donkey is like a stunt bike or a tractor, but it's not a king's horse. The story of the palm's glory and where that all runs out into is the transition that Jesus enters from being teacher, healer, friend, master, preacher, firebrand, troublemaker, into the sacrament which bridges life and death into the eternal presence of God that neither death nor life can comprehend. Palm Sunday offers us the self-diminishing of ego. As the crowds cry his name and sweep his path with palms and shout Hosanna, he knows this is the path to the cross. This is our model to follow. It is the folding up of glory, of fame, of friendship, of the adoration of crowds, into something that becomes so small, so stripped of all its packings, trappings, everything about it that we cling to for our identities, something so small that it is small enough to pass through the eye of a needle and into eternity again. Lent, into which we transition today, so out of which we transition today into Holy Week. This is our training ground. In Lent, you may have been giving up things, coffee, too much screen time, and so on. Lent and Holy Week, they're our dry run of diminishing ourselves, our self-congratulatory pride, our power, and our charms, all these we set aside, our quietly glorious reflections in a glass darkly treasured, we put down. It's all about unwrapping, really, layer after layer, BMW to Volkswagen to scooter to bike to donkey, until we can present ourselves, until we can bring ourselves into the presence of the risen one, unprotected, unhidden, unadorned, to Jesus and ask him, "Here I am, Lord. Will you love me just like this? Just me, just as I am. For this is all I am, and this is all I can give, myself alone." Holding yourself unhidden, unprotected, unadmired is the work of Holy Week. We are invited to do it as we watch Jesus doing the same. May your Holy Week be blessed. May you share in the worship. May you walk the journey. Amen.